Welcome to the podcast, episode number 13. Hang out with your audience. This is Paul from paulbevans.com. We've been looking at knowing our audience, really getting to understand the people that we're communicating to, that we're selling to, that we're building relationship community with, especially online, but offline as well. And so when we're looking at hanging out with our audience, it's one of the best ways for us to really get to know people. Now, David likes mugshots, hamburgers, knows the lyrics to almost every 80s hit, is down from 463 pounds to 412 pounds. Now, how do I know this? Because I pick him up for church every Sunday. He has now got 213 days clean. So I know this because I hang out with him. Now, Carrie's favorite color is orange. She's got three girls and a boy. She can rock a stage as a speaker like nobody's business. She's a prolific product creator. And how do I know this? Because we're best friends and we're also partners in business. See, chances are good that you didn't know about mugshots or even the color orange, even if you had heard of them or maybe even know them casually. But because you don't hang out with David and Carrie, you're not really friends. Now, I don't say that to hurt your feelings, obviously. You've got a lot of friends that I don't have. But see, there's all sorts of words that we use to describe relationships. We say things like colleagues, associates, coworkers, partner, acquaintance, etc. But those are really terms of distance. Words that show that you know people, but not that you really know people. Since we're looking at knowing your audience, let's take the relationship deeper. Get to know them as friends. Go beyond the shiny surface. Hang out with your people. Spend time with them. Become their friend. And here are three of the easiest and best ways in our hyper-social, hyper-society. Number one is Facebook. Some people love it. Some people hate it. But it's no accident that you friend people on Facebook because folks love to share their lives. Often, they overshare, tell us stuff we're not even interested in, and they will complain, and they will whine, and they'll also motivate, and they'll also shine. So here's the key. Don't just stalk people. Interact. Use likes and comments to show your engagement to further conversation is needed. And later on, as you get to know your audience, you can ask about their children, work, events, etc., to show that you've moved from just another name on the list to someone who actually cares. And so as you are interacting with your market, and not just those in your market that can elevate you, but you just get to know the everyday person that is in your market, that is in your audience, Facebook's a great way to do it because they will share and you will learn a lot of details. They'll report on the report card. They'll show you what's for supper. And all of those break down the barriers because often when we get in front of an audience, regardless of the delivery system, whether it's an audio like this or it's a video or we're live, it's easy just to see a mass of people instead of seeing individuals. And Facebook's one of the greatest ways to see people as individuals and not simply as audience members. Secondly, forums. While it's easy to spend too much time in forums, people do tend to ask a lot of questions and even rant in forums. It's a more emotional medium than Facebook. People feel they're in a trusted arena. Facebook is broad, forums are narrow. The focus of a forum is usually related to a specific topic, so folks feel more comfortable saying what they really mean. Again, you want to interact. Ask questions, give advice, private message if the conversation requires more privacy. But inside of a forum, it seems to be a little bit of a protected zone, and people will open up more. So if you're looking for the pains, the problems, the issues, the complaints, the desires of your audience, you can often find those in a forum. Facebook, even though people do whine and complain on it, it's still so visible that people still want to look like things are kind of together. But in a forum, people will drop that guard, let the wall down a little bit, and show you what they're really made of, or in some cases, not made of. It's easier to ask a group of like-minded individuals for advice and for direction than it is a broad community. So forums are a great, great place to get to know your audience. And number three, face-to-face. Whether you share a meal together, as we talked about in the last podcast, or you meet in an event, getting face-to-face is really the most important connection. You get to see the expressions, you hear the tone of words, and you certainly feel the emotion of the moment. when you're at an event face-to-face, you've got the opportunity to talk, to get photos made together, which you upload to Facebook, and you get to bring two of these mediums together, right? And people really feel a deeper connection. They feel like, wow, okay, she's real. He's authentic. And you also get to know people at their core, because they will come up, especially if you're a leader in your field, you've got a blog, or you've got some statement of expertise, not that you're the expert, but people want to ask you questions. They'll want to know what your thoughts are. And so face-to-face is incredible. So with each of these encounters, whether it's Facebook or forums or face-to-face, here are some questions to ask. What are the recurring conversations? What do you see people talking about over and over and over again? See, those are great topics for communication to your audience, whether it's a blog post or a podcast or a speech. What is recurring in your audience? What are the recurring problems? What issues seem to arise again and again and again and again? Again, great topics, great sources of content. What are the recurring dreams? What are people really wanting and what are they desiring? So let me show you in one of my markets, which is public speaking. What are the recurring conversations? How can I put together great content? How can I stand up in front of the crowd and not be nervous? What are the recurring problems? What if my voice shakes? What if my knees knock? What if I freeze? See, those are recurring problems. What if I forget what I'm talking about? What are the recurring dreams? How can I get a standing ovation? How can I just make it through without collapsing? How can I make it through without my mouth getting as dry as dust? You know, so some of the recurring things that are there make it pretty easy to teach and talk in that market because I understand the audience. So do you understand your audience? Use these three mechanisms of hanging out, three practices, hanging out with your audience on Facebook, forums, and of course, face-to-face. The answers to the questions that we closed with will help you know your audience at a deeper level, which helps you engage far below the surface. It also allows you to share content that is going to be extremely valuable. It's going to allow you to interact at the deepest levels, and it's going to release you to a position of feeling comfortable and confident because you know what the audience wants. And when you find out what they want, as always, say it with passion or just leave me a note. Be blessed. Visit me online at paulbevans.com, paulbevans.com.